Okay, today is Daf Chof, for Kuvash Lema, Pashana Basya, Bas Rachel, Devora. We are on Yud Tes Amud Beis, second to last line. So the Rav had mentioned yesterday a formula that we're very familiar with, that any time that the Torah does not repeat an issue when it comes to Menachos, then that issue is not Likuva. It has to repeat the issue at hand. So Maskel Rav Huna. So Rav Huna asked on Rav, right? Rav said that Kol Makom Shehefsir Kasuv, but Torah Mincha it's Ma'akeh. So Gemara then says, V'harei Melech. The fact that you have to put salt on the Karbanos, V'harei Melech, Delo Tanav Bei Kra. It's not repeated anywhere in the Pasuk. Nevertheless, V'Ma'akeh Bei. And we say that it is Le'ikuva. Putting on salt on, at least on the Mincha or on the Karbanos, is Le'ikuva. This sign, you're the following Brisa. This pasuk they're quoting about Midbar Yuches is talking about the matnos that are given to the Kohanim. So the full pasuk says, "Kol trumos hakadoshim asher yarimu bnei Yisrael laHashem nasati v'cha u'v'anecha u'v'mosecha itcha v'cho kolam." Pasuk continues, "Bris melech olam hi, covenant of salt forever. If bnei Hashem l'chol zarecha itcha." So Gemara says, first says, "Tehei bris amur b'melech." The covenant is going to be with salt. Rashi says, "Shelo tifsuch mikarbanos." It will never cease from Karbanos, which, right, that's Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So you see from here that Melech is always on the Karbanos. It's with the Ikuva, it's always going to be there. Rav Shimon Omer, Rashi points out, Rav Shimon is not necessarily arguing with Rabbi Yehuda, he's learning it from different sources, or others who say there is an argument. Rav Shimon Omer, Nemar Khan, it says by Melech on the salt, Bris Melech Olami, it's a covenant forever. The Nemar Lahalan, and it says by Pinchas, Bris Kahunas Olam, right, the Bris Kahunas Olam. So what's the story by Kuhuna? Just like you can't have karbonos without a kohen, right? The same Brit, right? Ha, e afshal karbonos will melach. So too, you can't have karbonos without salt. So you see from here that it's with ikuba, you must have salt. I don't know why you see it's with ikuba. You see from here that you have to have it. Maybe you could be able, you don't have to have it. But he says, you see from here, it's with ikuba. So Rashi had pointed out that there's no machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rav Shimon, Lekka Midi, there's no Naftimina, Elamash Mo's Darshan. Just what they're darshan, how they're darshan it, from the Pasuk. So, first says, Bris Kuunas Melech Olam, it's always going to be sold on it. And the other says, Bris Melech Olam, just like you learn from a Kohen, it's always on the Korban, so too Melech is always on the Korban. The bottom line is, they both say, the Melech has to go on the Korban. Hit the starshin differently, according to Rashi. Meshach Chokma, on this pasuk in the Yifre Peres Beis, he says that it could be a nakamina. The nakamina would be whether you must have melech or a bama. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kishem she'ir shal karbonos b'lo kahuna, tak'ir shal karbonos b'lo melech." So he's learning it out from the kahuna. From a bama, you don't need a kohen. So that comparison won't necessarily apply to by a bama. That's the question we have though on Rav is that how can you tell me that only if there's a repeat do we say that it's Likuva? Here we have salt. I mean, and it's Likuva. So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav, his son of Adidon, Svirulei. Rav holds like our Mishnah. The Amar Lo Malach Kasha. Look at our Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches. The Mishnah gave a pretty big list, and the Mishnah included. He says Lo Yatzak Lo Bala Lo Pisas Lo Malach Kishera. Our Mishnah says it's a Rav, holds like our Mishnah, that Lo Malach is Kshera. So comes it by it this way, it's second. E Haki, if what you're saying is that Rav, when Rav says that Lo Malach is Kshera, means you never salt it at all, well then what if we just, we said that when the Mishnah said Lo Yotza, you didn't mix. We didn't say that you didn't mix it at all. Right? We didn't say you didn't mix, you didn't pour. We didn't say you didn't pour at all. It meant that you didn't pour one, but you poured the other. Like when you throw, poured, but the coin didn't pour. So too in our case, lo yotzak nami, right? You would have to be mefarish lo yotzak klal, but that can't be because we know that yitzika has to be done. You have to put the oil on there. So what's going on? So he says ella lo yotzak kohen elazar. What it means over there is that a kohen didn't do the yitzika, rather a zar did the yitzika. Hafanami, so to hear lo malach kohen elazar. Not that the Mishnah says it's kosher, not because you didn't do melicha. Because it was Melech, it wasn't done by a Kohen. But the evidence is kosher. But really, you have to have, even the Mishnah says you have to have salt. But how can you say that Rav holds at the time of our Mishnah? The one point out is that, what's the problem? On Daf Yud Ches of the days, we had Lo Yotzek and Lo Bala. So Lo Yotzek, we said that it had to be done. But lo falo, we said it wasn't lo falo at all. It was still kosher. So why don't we say, why are we comparing lo mala to lo yatsa and not lo mala to lo falo? Basically, so we say now that we're saying that lo malach is similar to lo yatsuk, just like lo yatsuk means, doesn't mean that it wasn't lo yatsuk at all. It means it was done by a czar. So too, melech was done by a czar. Therefore, you see that you must have malicha. Then you can't say that Rav holds like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is saying you need malicha. So Gemara says, wait a second, how can you say that the czar is going to do malicha? Amar Leh, Rav Yosef says back to Avaye, b'chital al-daska, shazar karmel gabi mizbeach. Where do you do the malicha? The malicha is done on top of the mizbeach. The czar can't go up on top of the mizbeach. Right, Rashi says the zark karmel gabi mizbeach. The malicha comates the rosh hashem mizbeachi. The malicha has to be done on top of the mizbeach. To the amar b'shmaisa. Right, so that's how he says. So if you say lo malach, you can't say lo malach means that it wasn't done by a kohen, but it was done by a zark. A zark can't do it because he can't go up onto the mizbeach. Right, Shita Mikovetzis, he asks two questions. Question number one, he says, wait a second. Maybe that's what the chila. Clearly, he can't go up on the mizbeach. But if he did, and he did the malicha, that's okay, right? He says no because the malicha has to be done on top of the mizbeach as a chila. But for the evidence, if you take the salt and you throw it from the bottom up on top, it would be good. He says no, that's just a derech to do malicha. So that's not going to count. Next question, he says, is wait a second. He says the other question. He says, okay, fine. So the czar is usher to go up on the mizbeach. What happens if he does go up on the mizbeach and does the malicha? Maybe be the evidence. That's good. He did an isser by going up on the mizbeach, but the malicha should still be good. So he answers also. He says, let's say nira chital adach shari malicha after kmitza. The malicha has to be done after kmitza. She ain't mochin ella after komet when we kmitza the elach mitzvah kahuna. And from kmitza onward, it must be done by kohen. That's those two sheets of mikvetzes. So Gemara then says another answer. The Ibai is Ema. Another answer you can say that to answer Rav is really Rav is molded to Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Then Melicha is Ma'aki. Melicha is Ma'aki. But he said, but it wasn't repeated anywhere. It says, no, Keba, the Ksida Bei Bris. We saw something similar yesterday. Certain words have the same connotation. Since it says the word Bris, Keman the son of Bokradam. It says, if it was repeated. So therefore, Bris is if it was repeated. So therefore, you're right. Really, Rav always supposed to repeat in order for it to be the Ikuva. Melech, I don't need it to be repeated, or it is repeated because of the word first. Therefore, it's the Ikuva. So the Gemara then says, wait a second. The low ton of big crop, I'm going to ask the whole thing. If you tell me that the mitzvah, or the chiyuv of putting salt on the karbanos, is not repeated in the pasuk, it's only said once, I'll quote you the following pasuk. The Ikra Beis pasuk Yigimel. Pasuk says as follows. They call korba minchas of the melech timla. Right? All your korbanos mincha, you have to salt. Do not put on melech on any of your menachos. I'll call korban chotakis melech. Every korban put melech. So Rasha says you can learn either you learn that by melech timlach, or the first part of the pasuk says kol korban chot mincha of the melech timlach. Then the other pasuk says I'll call korban chotakis melech. There's a repeat, repetition. Therefore, it's likuva. The Gemara says no. I need these psukim for other things. This pasuk is not coming. It's for other drushas. Ahumi boile, the repetition of the pasuk is for the following. Ahumi boile lichidasanya, like I'm saying the following brisa, the medrash from Ketores Fahanim. Ilu namar karba memela. Right? It says kol karban minchasa memela. Let's say it didn't say the word minchasa. It said kol karban memela. Right? Ilu namar karban memela. Right? So me'ani, I would have thought anything that's considered a karban would get salt. That would include a filu eitzim v'dam. Even the wood and the blood that's put on the mizbeach would also be required to be salted, right? Right? Squash and nickel carbon, because they are called a carbon, right? Because it probably brings some sukkim down here. In the Chemya, it calls the trees v'hagorolos hitplanu al carbon aitzim, right? That's what it's brought down. And by the dam, right? The pasuk says hamakriv es dam hashlamim. Right, so dam hashlamim, dam of the korban. So they say that they could be, they're called korbanos. So you would have thought if it says kol korban melach, you would have to put salt on the dam and the eitzim. Talmud Lomer, therefore, it says mincha. It says that mincha you put the salt on. What's the mincha? What's the rule by mincha? Ma mincha meyufedes, she'achirim ba'in kol vala. The mincha is special in that other items come to help the mincha be burnt, which is the wood. mincha is such a thing that's brought on the mizbeach, and because it's brought on the mizbeach, other things have to be brought, right? Shachem bar yachov alah, af kol, so to all other karbanos, shachem bar yachov alah. All other things that need wood for it to be burnt require salt. That would exclude wood, because the wood doesn't need other wood for it to be burned. The wood burns by itself. Wood and blood, because the blood doesn't need wood either, because it's not burnt. It's sprinkled on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If that's how you're learning it out to the comparison in Korban Mincha, I'll give you another special concept by Korban Mincha that will exclude a lot of Korbanos. E ma mincha miyuchedes shemateres. No, the Mincha is special because the Korban Mincha is matir other things. The komets of the Mincha is matir the Shirayim. So I'll say, right, af kol shematir. Anything else that that is a matir would require salt, and then what would I include? That would include dam. So then avidam, Shematir, because the dam is matir the meat to be, or to be burnt, whatever you're at, you're up to, right? So Tamaloma, therefore the pasuk says me almin chasecha, right? It says lo slashes bris melech bris lehecha me almin chasecha. What does that mean? Me almin chasecha. That's the second third of the pasuk. Me almin chasecha means velo al me al damecha. That's an exclusion for dam. So the first part comes to include similar to mincha, which is that wood is burnt with it. And then the second part excludes blood. So now I have all the karbanos. So the Gemara says, so ainli ela komates, I only have the komates, minayin la rabas as a lavona, how do I know to include the lavona? Mara ni as a lavona, shekain boim babu kliyachad. I'll include the lavona also needs salt because it's considered, the Rashba tries to determine how much it is, it's considered one karban with the mincha, but it's mixed together in one kli. So once it's put in one kli, they have the same demon. So far we learned the first part of the pasuk, right? It says a kol karban min kasam melech timlach lo tishpas melech vishal chekal damas asecha. So from the word karban, we learn that komates require. Oh, sorry, did I skip something? Yeah, I skipped. Okay, we'll go back. Yachol te mincha kula tuna melech. Maybe the entire mincha, not just the komates, will be required to be salted. Talmud lomar karban. Right, carbon tone melech ain't mincha kula tone melech. Only the carbon, that which is ukrav, gets salt. That's the komets, and not the rest of shirayim. So, and ain't the elah komets, nine laravas lavona. How do I know include lavona? Marinis lavona, she came by my b'piyachad. Okay, so from the word carbon, I say that it's only the komets requires melitha. Right, from the word mincha secha, that excludes trees and trees from melitha, and the al mincha secha that also excludes blood. Okay, but now minayin laravas, how do I know to include? That's how Lavona Habab Deyatsum. Say someone wants to mock the Lavona by itself. Without the mincha. Right? Lavona Deyatsum, Lavona Habab Zichin. Lavona comes from the Lech HaLavonim, from the Shnei Bezichin. The Akhtoris, and Minchas Kohanim, Minchas Kohan Mashiach. All these things don't have a special dinam. Right? Minchas Nesachim. And what about all the other animal korbanos? Emur Rechatos, Emur Riyasha, Emur Kachi Kadashim, Emur Kachi Kalim, the Evari Ola, right? The Evari of the Ola that are burnt, right? Olas Oaf, and also the Olas Oaf that's fully burnt on the Mizbeach. Minayin that all these karbanos also require melitha, that they need salted Talmud Lomer. That's the last part of the pasuk says, I'll call karban cha takri melech. On all your karbanos, you have to bring melech. So you see from this pasuk that I need every part of the pasuk to darshan. That I actually need to put salt on the karbanos. So it's not a pasuk that's repeating the requirement of salt on a mincha. So therefore, this is not the pasuk where it's likuvah. We still go back to the word bris. The Gemara says, wait a second, Amar Mar, right? The pasuk we said the brisa, Ainli Ela Komates, Minayin Larabos as a Lavona, Mar Banis Lavona Shekin Boyim Abu Kli Echad. That's Lavona, you require salt. I learned it out because it comes with one kli. I said, what do I need that brusher for? What did the Kli say before? Har Marta, Ma Minchum Yucheder Shachein Barin Fogola. Well, Lavona is also Chein Barin Fogola. Right? So you have to burn the Lavona. I was like, okay, it's on all the other Kabbalahs. Okay, everything needs to be burnt. Why would you not have thought that it was included in that first drasha? See, they need a second drasha for it. I think you can say that, well, it's the same question on the animal. Things that have been burned by the animal. It's also it's a chayyur boy and kovala. You need wood for it. Why do you have to have a second drasha at the end of the pasuk? So haki gamar. The Gemara says now. This is what the Gemara is asking. Ema. Maybe the pasuk would have been a klal of prat. Ema, the pasuk would have said, kol korban minchas of a melech timlach, right? Korban is a klal, that includes kol korban, all korbanos. Mincha is a prat, and that excludes, you have a klal of prat. ain the klal elamash of the prat. It's very limiting. So the only thing that inquires in the klal is what's in the prat. So therefore, minta in, minta would require salting, and nothing else would require salting. Hada amar, then the pasuk continues and says, al kol karbonka, at the end, says, al kol karbonka, because of the klal, we have another, so now we have a klal prat klal, right? Klal prat klal, kilo tadan elaka ain prat. So it's more expansive, but it's not like rebu meal, it's klal prat klal, which means that it has to be similar to the klal, right? Iya tadan elaka ain a prat, ma ha prat mefurash, shachir in boyin kol velo. The prat is like the mincha is something that's clear that you need other things. Other things are brought to the tzorach itzhak bravo. You have to bring like trees. Apol achayim boyin kol velo. So to everything else, achayim boyin kol velo. My niu, right? That's eitzim. Apol eitzim. So every carbon that will require eitzim has to have salt. Then the Gemara asks, Ema levona. Maybe you would say, no, maybe it's coming to, the klal prat klal is Lavona, right? Maybe it's just like it's, maybe you would say that the klal prat klal is coming to include not the things that trees are brought to burn with it, but similar to the mincha, and that something else is brought with it. What else is brought with the mincha? The Lavona is brought with it, right? So therefore, what would that include? Like the Lavona, because right, we would say that just like you have the chiyuv to, just like the chiyuv to bring the Lavona with the mincha, so too you would include every carbon that has something else brought with the carbon. What would that be? But I see dam ikanasachim. But then you would include blood. Why? Because the Mishnah Gemara is saying is that blood will require salt because blood is similar to mincha. Because just like the Lavona is brought with the mincha, so too the nesachim are brought with the blood. Yeah, I think that's at the end. I'm trying to explain this one. No, it's to the boys. I'm trying to explain what the thought process of a bryce was. So Gemara then says, no. Nesachim don't come with the blood. Nesachim b'hadei emurim hu da'asa. The nesachim are part of the emurim. My taima, achila v'shnia. Right, the emurim is the achila of the mizbeach, and the dam is the shnia of the mizbeach. So says, no. Adarabah, kapara v'simcha. That the nesachim are for simcha. Simcha comes for kapara. Kapara is with the dam, so the nesachim come with the dam. So that according to this way of learning the klal prat klal, the similarity between mincha would be something, just like a mincha, something else is brought with it. What other korban has something else brought with it? The dam has the emurim brought with it. Ella, the Gemara says, no. Will answer, even though you would say that you would exclude blood, because you would say, right, levona ba ima b'kli echad, and the nesachim ain't boin b'kli echad. Right, so they can say that no, the blood is not the same. The blood coming with the nesachim is not the same, right? The nesachim coming with the blood is not the same as the levona coming with the mincha, because the levona isn't the same kli as the mincha, and the nesachim are clearly not the same kli as the blood, right? So therefore, they're excluded. But then the Gemara says, but so what's the comparison with other karbanos? Ella eitzim. That's the thing. Ki hefi the mitzvah with mincha. Just like the mincha, the kashrus of the mincha is dependent upon being burnt with the eitzim. So to all korbanos, their kashrus is dependent on being burnt with the eitzim. So you have a comparison. But what does the mincha say? It's just like the mincha has eitzim brought with it. So to all korbanos, has eitzim brought with it. You're saying it's a hefi timsa. Okay, fine. So the aim was, the Gemara now continues to ask on the price. That's burnt. Sorry? Yeah, but the carbon, the kashrus of the carbon is dependent upon it being burnt. One of the ingredients of being burnt is that it has to have wood. Well, you still have wood, though. I understand what you're saying. You're saying it's not that the wood is a chiyuv for the mincha. You have to burn the mincha. How do you burn something? You light the wood. Okay, I hear you. But the Gemara is not saying that. The Gemara is saying that. Yeah. Well, the Gemara is saying it is part of the korban. No, because there's nothing that's eitzim has nothing that's matir. It won't fall into the rules of figure. So Ema, the Gemara then says, Ema ma frat mefura shachein boyin chovelo. maybe you say that the prat, which means the mincha, the acherim boyin chovah, af kol, even everything shacherim boyin chovah, sorry, ma prat mufur shacherim boyin chovah, uma teres. Maybe you need both. Acherim boyin chovah, wood has to be brought with it, and it's a matir. So that's not blood, because acherim not boyin chovah with the blood. But what would it be, then be the only thing that would require salt? Right, my name, lebona baba bezichin. That's the lebona that comes with for the bezichin. Right, the bezichin lebona. What is that? Has to be burnt, so it needs eitzim, and it's a matir for the lechem upon it. So that's the only thing that requires salt, right? The shari lechem, aval midi achrini lo, but not everything else would not. Everything else would not. So the Gemara says, no. We the itzrich me almin fasefa, right? We learned the second third of the pasuk says me almin fasefa. Me almin fasefa exclude me lo me al damecha. Have mashma that without me almin fasefa you wouldn't include blood, which means blood is not excluded from the cloud of prat cloud, right? From the cloud the hana kulu also the chazan. So therefore, that proves over there that you only have to be similar to the mincha in one aspect. That one aspect is that the eitzim are brought with it. The eitzim are brought with it. Therefore, it excludes blood. So going back to the whole thing, but the original limud that we had was that we said at the end, kol karbon fatakrit melach. That's where I learned all other everything else. Now we're saying I'm learning everything else with Kalapat 12. I'm not sure I understand the end, what the brush is. Gemara then says, Omar, right? We said in the Brisa, May Almin Fasecha comes to exclude the Lome Aldamecha. Salt, right? Even though, right? May Almin Fasecha comes to exclude May Aldamecha. So Gemara says, Ema, maybe May Almin Fasecha, the Lome Aldamecha. Maybe May Almin Fasecha comes to exclude not blood, but it comes to exclude the Evarim. The limbs that are burnt on the Mizbeach, and they would not need Malicha. Now the Gemara says, no, Mistabra Ivarim Havli L'Rabbi. It makes more sense to include Ivarim that would require salt as opposed to Dam. Why? Shekain, right? Acherim Boin, there's a similarity between Ivarim and the Mincha as follows. Number one, Ivarim Boin Chova La Kamosa. Right? The Ivarim are similar to the Mincha, that Acherim Boin Chova La, that you have to have. They need wood to be burnt. Masha ain't getting blood does not need wood to be burnt. It's not burnt. Number two, Ishim Kamosa. Number two, they're both burnt. That's the same thing. It needs wood to be burnt, and they are burnt. The Ishim Kamosa, they're both burnt, as opposed to the blood that is not. Bachutz Kamosa, there's a concept of bachutz, right? That the mincha and the evarim are both burnt outside of the azara. Right, that's my sense. Bachutz kamosa, Rashi says in the bottom, the chol mincha d'aktoris evarin ba'azara, abaldam pa'amim she'avodosa b'fnim abein abanin parochas. The avoda of the evarim and the mincha is always on the outer of his bea. The blood is sometimes in the hechal. Okay? Number two, nosar kamosa. Just like, you have a concept of nosar. Just like a mincha, you can, if you leave it over past his man, the evarim leave it over past his dam, it comes to nosar. But you don't have a concept of nosar when it comes to blood. Yeah. Okay, you don't have to, when it comes to blood. Number two, tumah. Tumah applies to the Ivarim, and tumah applies to the mincha, and tumah applies to the blood. Right, tumah kamosa. Me'ila kamosa. If you're nene, shava pruta from the mincha, and nene, shava pruta from the Ivarim, you're chayav for me'ila. Masha ain't came by blood, there is no isra me'ila. So since the Ivarim are similar to the mincha in these six items, right? With these six items, maybe it's more or seven, therefore they are included for salting, whereas dam is excluded from salting. Mar says, wait a second, Adarabba, I'll say the other way around, dam havile rebuya. You should have included blood, because it's similar to mincha, more similar to mincha than Ivarim, for the following reasons. Why? Shekein matir kamosa. Number one, the blood is a matir. Like the korban mincha, it's a matir. And number two, right, nisal b'shkiyas hachama kamosa. Just like the blood, just like the mincha, that's pasul b'shkiyas hachama, you can't burn after shkiyas hachama. When do you burn a bar? A bar burnt all night. The mincha can only be burnt up to shkiyas hachama. The blood also is only up to shkiyas hachama. So it's similar. So the more answers, no, hayin nefishin, hanaf nefishin. These are more. That was popular. They're much more. So I thought that maybe you could say that the six items that we mentioned before, really, it's all pretty much the same thing, right? It's quoted here from the Sfas Emes. It says, number Because all these things about that, that number one, I said, Achayim Barin Kovla, and they're Ishim, and they're Bafuts, and they're Nosar, and they're Tumah, all those things that we typically say, because they're both Karbanos. They're both Karbanos. That's the simple, so it's maybe really one thing. As opposed to the Dam, you're going outside the rules of Karban, you're going to other things. It's a Mat, you're going to talk about, it's Ethic. It's a Matir, it's possible Shkiyas Sachama. Some of you would say that that's more, I don't know, how, otherwise I don't say what the Habibid is, it's 6 against 2. So,
yeah. Salt the blood when we chef. We salt blood when we chef animals also. But we salt when we do shechita. We salt the meat. I said we salt the blood. We can cover the blood, right? In the blood.
That was the half of the psukim. Listen, it's all just the psukim. All right, so we salt the blood. Right, so he's right. A lot of the hashkafa behind the salt is when you bring the food from the baruch hu, you got to put, especially in those times, salt was the agent to put to preserve things. Salt was the agent for taste. What do you put? What? The only reason, only answer I have is that because if that's how you would have learned the psukim, that's how it would have come out. That's how it would have come out. So it says hanaf nefishim. So. This long Tosfos over here is a very important Tosfos. Talks about the Shita Rabbi of Tam, about Shkia. It's going a few times it comes up. So, drop in, you saw it. What? Yeah. Rabbi of Tam comes to Shkia. Right away, because we said that Nifsa b'Shkia Sachama, right, that the Zrika of the blood and the Akaris of the Mincha, right, it's possible b'Shkia Sachama. Meaning all the Karbanas have to be done by Shkia Sachama. So Tosfos asks, he says, ah, wait a second, Bereish Mishahaya Tameh, in the beginning of, in Ipsachim, it says, Mishkiya Sacham, not Tesach, from Shkiya till Tseis, it's Dal Milim. It's 4 Milim, right, which we say is about 72 minutes. And then Rabbi Yantam asks, that says in Shabbos, Rabbi Malikim, Mash Rabbi Yehudim, Tishka Chama, Lata Laila Shnechel till Mil. From Shkiya Sacham until nightfall, 2/3 of a mil. So what's going on? But that's the starting point for all the discussions about Shkiya. Okay, so the answer is Rabbeinu Tam's famous answer. The key to Rabbeinu Tam, he says there are two shkiyas, basically. There's shkiya when the sun pretty much starts goes down into the firmament, I guess, and then it's still light for some time, and then when it gets totally dark, that's the second shkiya. So from when the sun first goes into the rakia till it's completely dark, right? That's 72 minutes. When the sun goes into the shkia, into the dark setting, and then it disappears, that's the 2/3 of a mil. That's how he explains. I have a thing over here. I mean, the Rabbeinu Tam was based on the way he understood astronomy. The way it is that the sun sort of, when the sun set, it went under the rakia, then went back outside and came around. We know that's not the case. It could be, but we're talking about this Rabbi Rabbah had a whole shiur about that a few years ago. It could be. The idea is that he's saying is that, right, you have the picture over here. So the sun sets into the first firmament. It sets from there to here, that's 2/3 of a mil. But from here all the way to here, right, that's Zericha. So from over here all the way to here, that's 72 minutes. So if you look out, so it's Masha from here, there will be a Tam Shkia 72 minutes. So we say that a lot of people are still like, I mean, Tamak and Dab Mincha, really, really late. But Salvechik pointed out, he says over here, from the time this, what? You can daven mincha up to 72 minutes. As opposed to daven mincha just after the first shkia. You can daven mincha until the end of the second shkia. Rabbeinu Tam has two shkias. Shkia number one, when the sun goes down. Shkia number two, when it's completely dark, 72 minutes late. What? Correct. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. It's the first Shkia. Second Shkia is later. It's much later. When it gets completely dark, it says it's a hub. Okay? Where was it over here? Rabbeinu Tam quotes in here somewhere. I can't find it now. Oh, he says, if you look at the words before, in the smallest type of line, he says, Lafika Shkia Sakama Nami Dahafa. He says that when it comes to blood, what stops in time
car drank the blood, it's the original Shkia Sechama. The first Shkia, not the second Shkia. So Rav Salavitch, quoted by Rav Shefa, Nefesh HaRav, says, wait a second. Tefillas Mincha is keneged the Karbonos. Right? Tefillas Mincha is keneged the Karbonos. The Karbonos are finished when? According to Rabbeinu, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. When are you finished the Karbonos? First Shkia. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can't dive a Mincha up to the second Shkia. You have to wait till the first Shkia. And the Mishnah Berurah says something very similar. Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Reish Lama Gimel, he goes, they go back and forth. He says, he said that even though the Mechaber and the Ramah, it's in the Reish Lama Gimel, Sukkot and Yudalit, he says, Afshe Mechaber and the Ramah, right, Mashmud Lidon Mogin Espal Marv Achar Tzeis Kofal Tzavim, and we can, since we can dive in Marv after Tzeis, say, Mutal Espal Mincha Filo Achar Shkia Ad Shomot Tzeis Kofal, that you can dive in Mincha all the way up to Tzeis, which is basically up to the Rabbeinu Tam's Shita, Yesh Poskim Rav Mishnah Chokim Bezeh, you can't do that. V'daitem Shkiyus Ma Mincha Hu Rak Kodim Shkiyus Hachama, and Mincha is only up to the first Shkiyah. Therefore, he says, "Lechatzila zarek kol adam lezar lespalak kolim shkiyas hakama dafka." You have to have mincha before shkiyas hakama. The hainu sheyigmor tefila. So he explains what you finish your tefila, but oh shelo niskasa shemesh meinenu, that you finish mincha before the sun disappears. First shkiyah according to Rabbeinu Tam, and then he says, "Umutav lehispalo bizmana biyichidus." It's better to daven biyichidus bizman, mumi lespalo achar kach betziva, than even daven with a minion later. Why? So I think what the Rebbe is saying is perfect. Even though you hold the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, that there's a second Shkia that's not nightfall all the way to 72 minutes later, that doesn't apply to davening Mincha. Because Mincha is connected to Karbanos, connected to the Tamid. And when is the Tamid possible? When's the last time to do Zrika? First Shkia. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. I think it's very mustaber what the Salvation is saying. Okay.
It's a marker.
That's for nightfall. Shabbos, the Malacha, the Shabbos is over. What do you say? So now you have a Malacha. Okay, good. All right, good. I told you, it's an inspirational Tuesday. Tuesday of inspiration. Okay. Second Shkia is Tzeis. It's Tzeis. Right. Here. Okay. So you have, it's Yom. Right? It goes in here. From here till disappearing under the Rakia is the 2/3 of mil. From here all the way to Tzeis, the Arba Milim. That's the second Shkia. If you look, I mean, in my office, you can see it. I'm on a high floor. You look at the Shkia, so the sun goes down. Right? The sun goes down. And then, from the time the sun goes down until it gets dark, the sun disappeared over Newark Airport. And then, until it gets dark, it's like another, over an hour. It's still light. Still light. Even when the sun goes down, it gets even lighter sometimes, like an explosion of light when it sets beside the horizon. So according to many, when the sun goes down, that's Shkia. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, there's another Shkia, 72 minutes, 4 mil later. Seitz and second Shkia, according to Rabbeinu Tam, are the same thing. Okay. Amar Mar. Said in the Brisa before, we said that, right, the Pasuk says, Tol Korban Mamela Timlach, right, and had it not written Mincha Secha, right, min fascha shomei ani afilu etzim v'dam shenikru karbon. I would have thought that maybe to include trees and blood because they're called a karbon. So man shamas laid the amar etzim ikri karbon. Who's the Tana who holds that etzim can be considered a karbon? Rebbe, that's Rebbe. We're gonna see that in a brisa, but that can't be. That's a big problem. But the Rebbe mi bo boi melech. According to Rebbe, etzim do require blood. Etzim do require salt. Let's just see the problem, right? The Brisa says that we exclude Eitzim Adam because they're called Korban. That's Rebbe because he calls them Korban, but they're excluded. But Rebbe himself holds that they will do it, that Eitzim do require salt, right? The Rebbe Mivoy Bo Melch, the sign of the following Brisa. The Pasuk says Venevsky Takiv Mincha Milane. It says Venevsky Takiv Korban LaHashem. So from the word Korban Milane Shemis Nadivin Eitzim. You can be Minadev to bring. I'm going to bring a Korban of Eitzim. I'm going to bring Eitzim, right? Kama, the Kama, how much does it have to be? It's Shnei Gizrim. It's two Shnei Gizorim. I don't know how to define it. It's like two big sticks, two logs, right? Two logs. Logs? Blocks of it? Maybe two. Okay. Logs, maybe two logs. Okay. Logs, no, it's the evil. Right? V'chein hu omer, and also it says, in the, it says, by, in the family, the Pasuk quoted before, the Hagoralos
Hipalnu al korban ha'itzim, right? The gorlos fell out, like the lots fell out on the korban ha'itzim. Rebbe Omer said what? Eitzim korban mincha hein. Eitzim are considered a korban mincha. Again, we have an expansion of the concept of korban mincha. It seems that every korban that's not alive is a mincha.
Makamaponim is a korban mincha, mincha is a korban mincha.
Now, eitzim are korban mincha, right? Eitzim korban mincha hein. Uteuni melech, they need salt. Why would you salt it? Because you have a lacha, they have to salt the korbanos. Okay? You need salt. Uteinim hagasha, and you have to put the korban mincha, you'd have to bring it to the southwest corner of the mizbeach, like a korban mincha. Based on the two sukkim that we saw yesterday. Right? So, the Amar Rava, so Rava says, Divrei Rebbe, Eitzim to Unu Kamitza. You need Kamitza when it comes to Eitzim. You must have to grind up the logs, right, the sticks, the blocks, you must grind them up to get them into a wood chips, and then do Kamitza on them. Otherwise, I might use Kamitza on a stick. Right? But Amar Rav Papa, and Rebbe says, the Divrei Rebbe, Eitzim Tzrichim Eitzim. Not only that, you can't just burn your own Eitzim. You had to bring other Eitzim to burn your carbon Eitzim, because it's a carbon mincha. But you see from here, Rebbe holds that Eitzim are called a carbon, and he also holds that Eitzim need melech. So if that's the case, how does the Brisa say that Eitzim are called carbon, but they don't need salt? So Gemara says, Samei mikan Eitzim. No, just delete the word Eitzim from the Brisa. Right? It was said, Samei ani afilu dam, right? And just take out the Eitzim, because Eitzim, according to Rebbe, would require salt. So Gemara says, the Ella, if that's the case, that I don't need the Pasuk to be Mamayit Eitzim from the Din of Malicha, so then Kra, the Pasuk where it says Mincha Secha, which we learned in there, that only things that are similar to the Mincha, that Achayim Bain Kovala, right, require Malicha, but now Eitzim are not included because according to Rebbe Achayim Bain, with, you know, so Limute Mai, what's that coming to exclude? Im Limute Dam, if it's only coming to exclude Dam, well, I learned that from the other part of the Pasuk, it said, Me'al Mincha Secha Nafka. I learned it from Me'al Mincha Secha, the second third of the Pasuk. The Gemara says, no, Apik Eitzim, take out Eitzim, that they really need salt according to Rebbe, but Ayel Nesachim, and include the word Nesachim, the libation. Though libations don't require salt. The Sanya, because we have a following Brisa that says, Aval Hayayin, right, the wine, the Hadam, and the blood, the Ha'etzim, and the trees, Vaktoros, ain't to Numela. Wait a second. So Mani, who's this Brisa going like? E, Rebbe, Kasha Eitzim. That's a Kasha Eitzim, but you just said Rebbe holds that Eitzim do need salt. The E Rabbanon, if you say Rabbanon, Kasha Ketores. The Ketores is a problem, because they, the Rabbanon, we're going to see, I just said, that anything that needs something else to burn it requires salt. The Ketores needs the trees to burn it. I say maybe we'd say one of the ingredients in the Ketores is salt. Maybe it's already there. I don't know. So the Gemara says, Ha Tanahu. No, this is the Tana, the Sanya, right? The Tana of this Brisa is the Tana of the following Brisa. The Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Benos, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha Omer. He says as follows: Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha. Ma haprat, what the prat, right? Mufurash, Dover shemekabel tuma. Right, this going back to Kala Prat Klal. Right, the prat is something that's mekabel tuma. Right, the mincha is something that probably touches it. It's mekabel tuma. Bit ol ishim, and it's burnt on mizbeach. V'yeshno al mizbeach hakitzon, and it applies to the outer mizbeach. And so that comes to include what needs salting. Av kol davar mekabel tuma. It has to be something that's mekabel tuma. Only ishim is burnt. V'yesh no mizbeach hachitzon. It goes on the outside of the mizbeach. Yotzu eitzim, right? They're going to exclude eitzim from melicha. Kosha ein mekabel tuma. If they're not mekabel tuma, right? Right. Rashi asks, is that really true? Right. But apal gav the eitzim arocha mekabel tuma, right? Because our boss, the rabbi eitzim bona, he made the rabbanon. Mishum kibas hakolim. We have a drush that says they ate him on the barakah to armor kabbal tumma. Rashi, that's only dindarav, that's a dindaravar. So that excludes ate him to in a kabbal tumma. The yotsu, dam, and yayin, she'in ol ishim. They're not burnt. They don't get burned up. Yotsu katores, exclude the katores, she'in al mizbeach kitzon. That's on the outer mizbeach. That's on the inner mizbeach. So ela taima, right? So basically, now the Brisa says, wait a second, ela taima, demate, kvala, dam. The only reason why Dam doesn't need salt is because the Pasuk is Mimayit, Halav Haki, had it not, Hava Amina, Dam Libayi Melech, that it would need salt, right? Kavan Dimasi Nakin Emitorah's Dam, right? Since there's already blood, this is what you said, this is already salt in the blood, Kavan Dimasi Nakin Emitorah's Dam. It wouldn't need salting. The Amaziri, Amrafina, Dam Shed Bishlo. If you cook the blood, right? Eino over Alav, right? If you cook the blood of the Behemah or of a Behemah's Kachin, Eino over Alav, if you're not over, if you eat this blood, because the Torah only
was mechayev you for chilas dam, it's dam that's roy the kapara. But these kachin that are cooked are no longer roy for kapara because they have no salt. Rav Yehuda Amar Zeiri, dam shemelacho, right? Also dam that you salt ain't over a love, because if you salt the blood itself, right, that's called melicha kirasicha. So that's as if you cook the blood, as if you cook the blood, and therefore you're not over. So you would dam is you can't dam would you can't use salted blood. So why are you telling me the whole reason that you're excluding this from the pasuk? You would never be able to salt the blood to begin with. So for Rabbi Yehuda today, Amar, Rabbi Yehuda himself said, Evarim shetzlan, if you roasted the Evarim before you put them on the Maracha, be'he'olon, and then you put them on top, ain't by Mishum Reyach Nikoah. They don't give off a good Reyach, therefore you want to kind of the Pasuk of Reyach Nikoah for Hashem. So therefore, since you see that Melicha passes the Dam, it's Pashat that blood doesn't need Melicha. So why don't the Pasuk be my Dam? That's not everything. It goes back to everything. Why do we need the Pasuk to be my Dam? The one says, Malatame, you would have thought, Mishta ba Mashahu le Mitzvah Bialma, maybe, alright, maybe you said that. Strange answer. Maybe you would have needed to put like a kernel, like a morsel of salt on, just for the mitzvah, right? And there, but it would not enough to ruin it. Ruin it to Mashmur, because the teaches that no, the dam doesn't have any melicha whatsoever. Okay, stop here. Have a good day.